I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Several Georgia congressmen are using their plus ones to President Trump's State of the Union address tonight to make political points. The AJC reports that Republican Representative Doug Collins is bringing a manager from Atlanta-based Home Depot. It's to highlight benefits of the recently passed tax overhaul. Republican Representative Buddy Carter says he's bringing a wounded veteran from his district. Meanwhile, Democratic Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis says he will not attend. We'll have live coverage of the State of the Union tonight at 9 on gpbnews.org. At least 25 Georgia residents have died of the flu this season. In response, Grady Hospital in Atlanta is setting up a mobile unit to handle more flu patients. The specialized trailer outside Grady Memorial Hospital's emergency room has space for 14 beds. Officials hope that the unit will relieve the emergency room by at least 100 patients a day. Grady says the mobile medical facility will cost around $200,000. For 30 days of use. Georgia's First Lady Sandra Diehl has announced that she's being treated for stage 1 breast cancer. In a statement released yesterday, Mrs. Diehl says a tumor discovered during her annual mammogram was removed and she'll soon begin chemotherapy to make sure that it's in complete remission. Diehl took the opportunity to encourage all women to get their annual mammogram and to be proactive about their health. The former Hall County school teacher says she plans to continue visiting schools around the state to promote literacy and to read to students. Human trafficking is the fastest growing criminal activity in the U.S., and Metro Atlanta has been called the sex trafficking capital of the U.S. Now Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says she wants to end human trafficking in the city for good. Lance Bottoms joined other officials at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport yesterday to unveil a new media campaign. In an interview with Fox 5, she explained what people should look for in identifying a victim.
We're talking about children being bought and sold and prostituted. This is a modern-day form of slavery, and so much of it really is about people being aware. If you see something, say something. If it doesn't look right, if it doesn't feel right.
Lance Bottom says she's planning to appoint a senior fellow to develop and implement a blueprint to deal with the problem in Atlanta. Officials say in Georgia alone, an estimated 200 to 300 girls are trafficked each month. Hispanic-owned businesses are on the rise in Georgia. That's the word from U.S. Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta, who's in Atlanta to attend the first-ever State of Latinos Conference. Acosta delivered the keynote address before the Latino Association of America yesterday.
Hispanic women, I have to say, however, lead the way. Latinas make up the fastest group of business owners of all demographics in the nation. So, to those Latinas out there, you are amazing businesswomen.
Although unemployment in the Hispanic community is at its lowest recorded point, Acosta says addressing the skills gap must be a priority in order to grow the economy. Georgia's Hispanic community has reached nearly 1 million people, which makes up around 10% of the state's population. In sports, the Atlanta Hawks no longer have the NBA's worst record after last night's win over the Minnesota Timberwolves, 105-100. Kent Bazemore and Dennis Schroeder combined for 40 points to lead the way for the Hawks. The Orlando Magic now sit as the NBA's worst team with 14 wins and 34 losses. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.